Public News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, March the 12th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. The White House takes the wraps off its plans on guns. Also on our nationwide rundown, a report says a trade war over tariffs could cost farmers in states like Arkansas millions. And this is Sunshine Week, which highlights the freedom of information. Now, our top story, the White House pledging to help states pay for firearms training for teachers, and the Associated Press reports it is repeating its call to improve the background check system as part of a new plan to prevent school shootings. The AP notes, in a move sure to please the powerful gun lobby, the plan does not include a push to increase the minimum age for purchasing assault weapons to the age of 21. Instead, a new federal commission on school safety will examine the age issue. Meantime, even though the National Rifle Association sued the state of Florida just after Governor Rick Scott signed a new gun control bill Friday afternoon, Tramell Gomes has been talking with parents of the victims at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, who are calling on other states to follow Florida's lead.
The bill changes the age required to buy a rifle from 18 to 21, bans bump stock sales, and creates a 3-day waiting period for all gun purchases, while also allowing armed school staff on Florida campuses. The NRA is now asking a federal judge to block the age restriction and keep the bill from being enforced. However, Tony Montalto, father of Parkland shooting victim Gina Montalto, is calling on other states to emulate Florida's new bill and create tighter restrictions.
We have paid a terrible price for this progress. We call on more states to follow Florida's lead and create meaningful legislation to make all schools safer. This time must be different.
The NRA says 18-year-olds are considered adults in most aspects and thus should be able to exercise their Second Amendment rights. The organization also says the bill works against the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause by not allowing 18 to 21-year-olds who follow the laws to buy a rifle.
Governor Scott, an NRA member, says there are members of the organization that agree and disagree with the passage of the bill and adds it isn't perfect in his eyes either. If President Donald Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum imports start a trade war, Mark Richardson tells us that Arkansas could take an almost $400 million hit to its economy.
Agricultural economists at the University of Arkansas say if the state's major trading partners retaliate with similar import taxes on commodities such as soybeans, rice, corn, and grain sorghum, the value of those products could drop precipitously. Eric Wales, a professor of agribusiness at the University of Arkansas, says the state is vulnerable because it is a major player in the global markets.
More than half of our production gets exported. China is one of our major markets, particularly for soybeans and for sorghum. And basically, there's just concern that the potential for retaliation, certainly by countries like China, is possible.
Wales estimates a trade war could cause Arkansas agriculture to lose almost 4,500 jobs.
Winter Storm Skylar will bring heavy snow and gusty winds to the northeast early this week, marking the third coastal storm to affect the region in the span of fewer than 2 weeks. That from the Weather Channel. They forecast a more impactful winter storm, looking likely along the coast of New England on Monday into Tuesday, with blizzard conditions, possible heavy snow, and potentially damaging winds. A 34-year-old Asheville man is believed to be another casualty in a growing trend among firefighters. Stephanie Carson has more on the dangerous trend and what's keeping many communities from doing anything about it.
Will Willis died in late February of a rare kidney cancer, and doctors believe it's likely his years of fighting fires caused the illness. Cancer now is the leading cause of death among firefighters, according to the International Association of Firefighters. And it's not just the smoke that's causing damage. Experts believe the increased use of synthetic materials in building construction is a huge factor. Willis's cousin, Josh Jenkins, also a firefighter, says there are ways to reduce exposure, but it comes down to one thing.
All of those things basically boil down to money. You need funding for extra gear, and you need funding for an extractor, which is what washes turnout gear. They need funding for more staff.
New safety codes from the National Fire Protection Association call for fire departments to decontaminate gear after every fire by washing the uniforms. They also call for each firefighter to have two sets of turnout gear, but each set costs $3,000.
And finally, Mary Sherman reports that during a time when the media frequently comes under attack, supporters of freedom of the press say defending the First Amendment and promoting open government are more important than ever.
This is Sunshine Week, an annual initiative celebrating the crucial need for access of information to ensure government transparency and accountability. Danielle McLean with the Society of Professional Journalists says reporters are defenders of democracy, but in the current political climate, their role is often diminished.
Free press is essential in terms of telling the truth and allowing people to know exactly what's happening. I mean, it's essential that everybody has a voice and everybody was represented. That's the job of the news. We're here to help democracy.
McLean says the Freedom of Information Act is a crucial tool for journalists.
The Society of Professional Journalists and the Government Accountability Project are launching the Whistleblower Project to shed light on the work of whistleblowers and ensure they and the journalists they work with are protected and supported. That's our news for now. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.